She's a good girl. And I've got a secret. At American June, our good girls go to heaven by bringing their bad girls with them. Hey, y'all. We are here today for that special fucking moment that I know you all have been waiting for. Today is the Girls Tell All episode. So we are very fucking excited. We're pumped. I'm a little stoned, so I'm coming off a cold. So just forgive that part of it. And we're here having some mimosas. I've got my good girls here. I've got a good range of perspectives for you. Unfortunately, we do not have Gen Z covered. I kind of lost touch with Gen Z a little bit, like after I got a boyfriend and stopped fucking all of them. So, you know, God bless. We'll have to do a different episode with y'all. But maybe we could teach you a thing or two today. I don't know. We'll see. But we've got some single ladies. We've got some married ladies. We've got some divorced ladies. We've got moms. We've got non-moms. We've got it all covered. So get ready for the moment that you have all been fucking waiting for. It's the Girls Tell All. Just know I know. So in true Barbie Quinn fashion, I decided to make these questions that I got from y'all. And by the way, some people submitted some fucking awesome questions. So I'm really proud of you. Thank you for that. I made it into a little game. So these girls have no idea what's on the cards. I put all the questions on like playing cards kind of. And they have no idea, you know, what they're going to pick and what they're going to have to answer to. So let's get this going. Here we go. Our first contestant. And what question are you answering today?
Why can a woman live off of a guy, not
vice versa? My handwriting's terrible. So basically the question is like, why can we be like sugar babies and like, it's cool to like have our men take care of us and like, that's what we like want. But like, you know, if a woman's taking care of her man, we're like, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? Are you crazy? Why is there a double standard? Obviously this question was submitted by a male.
For me, like, I want to get to a point financially on my own terms. I never want a man to tell me, like, I helped you. Because I don't want to feel like I'm a burden.
Got my first spray tan the other day, and I did wake up feeling prettier.
Okay. I know!
I'm like, I don't even need makeup today. Woo! Okay. All right. I'm going to burden the next good girl with a question. Okay, please read your question.
Most embarrassing sex story.
Oh gosh, you can already tell she's the shyest one of the bunch by the way she read the question. So this question's perfect for you.
So I would say it was definitely a long time ago. So that's what raised this level of embarrassment because, yeah, I was
younger. It's okay. It's okay. This is a judgment-free zone.
So I had a boyfriend and we went on this little like family trip vacation thing.
Oh my god. Wait, with his family or you two were the family?
No, with his family.
Oh, okay, with his family. Okay, needed to clarify.
And you know, things got a little hot and heated.
Speak up, child.
I was feeling a little frisky. Things got a little hot and heated, you know.
Yes, yes.
And so we decided to, you know, get it on in the bathroom and everyone was looking for us.
Oh my gosh. Everyone was looking for us. In the house? Did you hear them looking for you?
Well, yeah, actually.
And so you kept going.
Eventually they were like calling our names and I think somebody even like knocked on the bathroom.
Oh god.
That's the worst. And we were like, I was just so shook.
Oh my god!
How do I even like?
So when the knock happened, was it like mid do or?
Yeah.
So the knock was in the middle of it. Yes. Okay, perfect. You guys probably liked it. You liked it. It was probably like, oh yeah, they're looking for us, and we know what we're doing. Like it probably turned him on even more.
But the knock at the door was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh,
girl. At least yeah. It was, like, parents on the other side. Me and my boyfriend literally got walked in on, and I'm, like, thankfully we, like, pulled the covers up in time by our, like, four children. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the boy, thankfully the eldest boy knew well enough to be like, hey, guys, let's go in the other room and, like, let them get ready. I was like, God bless you. God bless you, son.
You gotta love when it's understood.
Love it. Well, no, you can keep talking. It's all right. This is a free forum. No. But you know I love a good sex story. So that was... What were you going to say?
Okay. All right. Next good girl's got a question. What are you answering today?
The question is, would you sleep with someone on the first date? I pretty much always do.
Same.
Just because I don't want to waste my time, and you got to try out the merchandise.
I think so too. I feel like the stigma of like sleeping with someone on the first date is like so old school.
Yes. Why am I gonna waste my time?
Like if I'm not like, yeah, exactly. If I'm not sexually attracted to you, then like why even go further with this? We can just be pals.
There's
like
literally been times where I've actually been like emotionally attracted to somebody and then like we get to that level and then it's just like, no. Like,
no, because it's not sustainable. And anyone that says that sex doesn't matter is a fucking liar. So yeah. That's what we have to say about that. Okay. And you know what? What kind of host would I be if I didn't pull a card myself?
Oh,
so
yes,
I'm going to do that for you now. Okay. Well, this is actually, I think, a perfect one for me because I talk about this a lot. But the question was, and I know the guy that submitted this, what don't you like to see on a guy's dating profile? So my only experience is Hinge, so I can't speak to the other platforms, but what I don't want to see, it's very, very simple. I don't want to see any more fucking wakeboarding photos. No more I caught a fish. No more snowboarding. Actually, all of the extreme sports that you think that you do on a regular basis, please just stop. Like, I don't give a fuck. If we do it together, cool, great. But, like, just stop. Anything with, like, your sunglasses where I can't really see your fucking face. Like, creepy. No.
I say, like, group guy friend pictures. Because, like, how the fuck am I going to know which one's
group
you?
Guy friend pictures. Yeah, it is confusing because, like, there's only so many pictures we get to see of you. Yeah. So that's a good one. Also, if you play golf, forget about it. I'm not interested.
Pictures with other girls.
Oh, with their faces blurred out? Come on. Like, come on.
You're not holding anybody.
Is that not a red flag?
Yeah.
I really don't know what it is.
Like, current girlfriend.
Oh, no wedding pictures.
No wedding pictures. Do I have to say that? Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
Okay. Definitely no wedding photos.
Ex-husband put his wedding picture on his dating profile.
Stop it.
And then
stop.
She found out because she was on the same dating app. And then
oh my God.
She saw it. And she was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Yeah, so no, yeah. It happened.
And no people that are in sales in the tech industry. Mm. That's what I'm going to say. Are my nose that I don't. Oh, and also we know that you all lie about your height. So we have to deduct at least like 3 inches from the truth. So if you're starting in the fives, like 5 feet, yes. you're already off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're out of here.
I'm like, honestly, not
if
for
you're
me,
starting
not
in the fives.
Yeah. Like if you're starting in the fives, I'm not swiping. I'm not matching, you know, maybe Taryn cause she's 4'3",
petite girl.
But yeah. Like, you gotta be 6 foot or over, because let's face it, you're probably 5'9" in real life. Okay? All right. We'll move to the next question. Okay, go. Tell us what question you're answering first.
It's the number one. What's the number one thing you look for in a guy? So, he has to be hot. Okay.
So, physical attraction.
Physical attraction. I want a guy to be, number one. Physical attraction. intelligence. I want my guy to be, my husband's super smart. I'm not looking. My husband was hot, smart, athletic. Okay. And oh, you know what? Honestly, hands down, number one thing is I have to see you as being a good dad. If I can't see you being a good father, I'm done. That's like if I'm watching you and the way you treat other women and the way you treat other people is nasty or just, you know, you're beneath you, I'm done.
Yeah. 1,000%. The way they talk about women.
Yes.
Like, yes. So how you treat and talk about other women.
I want you
high
to
up on the list.
1,000%.
I would agree. I actually just had this conversation with my boyfriend like yesterday because he was traveling for business and we got in like a little scuffle, I'll say. Like one minor disagreement. Basically, you know, minor disagreements to me, I still act like a raging lunatic and rage text the fuck out of everyone. But, you know, it was still pretty minor on the scale. But I said to him, and he's a very emotional person too, and he's really outspoken. And I'm used to, like, my husband was very passive, so I'm used to being able to, like scream and not get anything in return. But now my boyfriend, like, he actually, like, will respond and talk back. And I was like, I had to, like, hand it to him though, like the other day, because I was like, listen, and I handed it to him in a good way. I was like, I don't mind you standing up for yourself and like fighting back with me, but you cannot talk to me the way that you talk to me ever again. I'm sorry it's a double standard. There's lots of double standards in life. Life is not fair, but we can talk to you a certain way and you cannot talk to us a certain way.
Yeah. You're like, double standards.
You know what? I'm like, you know what? You don't have to get your period once a month. You don't have to fucking birth a child. You don't have to do a lot of other shit that women have to do. So talk to us nicely. That's yes. it. Okay?
You're like, you don't have brain change.
You know what? Actually, like, there was a guy.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're absolutely right. It was a guy that I worked with who actually was a sales guy in tech.
Okay? See?
Mm-hmm. So I need to preface that. Mm-hmm. He said, I found this girl. She's gorgeous.
Was he talking about me? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
He was talking about you, but this was in LA. So maybe, I don't know.
Actually, I did come by.
He was like, she's perfect, but every single month during the time of the month, during her time of the month, she gets crazy. Other than that, she's perfect. He's like, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm like, oh, hold on, buddy.
Yeah. We don't want to do this either.
She's perfect every other moment in the month. And when her hormones are
7 days.
Crazy. And she's leading out of her vagina. Like, you're going to falter for. I'm like, you found an angel.
Literally. Yeah. Because I'm crazy every day.
I know. Every woman, girl on her period feels crazy. Yeah. And there's nothing they can do about it. Like, you have it good.
It's so better.
Like, there needs to be more understanding from men. They need, they need to know, like, how there needs to be more education. Yeah. Like,
and like, it's not our fault.
No. Yeah, it's
not our fault we're crazy.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't want to be, like, crybabies all the time.
No, we don't want to be crazy. We didn't choose this life. The life chose us.
Put things in our, like, tampon, like, in the
Well, sometimes I do like things shoved in my vagina.
But we want it to be our choice.
Yes, yes, it is our choice. Hopefully it's always our choice.
True.
For God's sake. All right, on that note, let's move to the next question. I know, she does say that. Okay, all right, next question.
What's your biggest turnoff or deal breaker? And we were all, like, totally laughing at this because everyone knows me here and they know I'm very quick to say no type of girl.
Like, yeah, she's the pickiest person, but, like, the most, like, I'd say, like romanticized, like, yes. Like believes in love and
I want love romance. So bad.
Yes, yes.
I'm such a hopeless romantic.
But at every chance, but you're like, no.
Yeah, yeah, but then every guy, you're like,
I don't see it with him.
Yeah.
No, he definitely isn't the one. No. I don't know. I just feel like I know what's best for me. And if somebody can't meet up to a certain level of, like, standards that I have, then, like, why even waste my time? I feel like I have a really big, like, you know, I passion.
Yeah.
To do on the
you don't
side.
Want
to
settle.
My energy is not going to be wasted on somebody who can't even meet the basic things that I'm asking for. So, like,
she's in her early 30s, by the way, just to give some perspective on where you are in your life.
So I'm very quick to say peace. Like, even like if it's
what's
bad.
Your biggest?
But
turn
if you had to pick like your biggest turnoff, like one thing where you instant ick.
Like first thing where you're like
gross.
Not.
A lot of guys maybe like jump the
they're
like
too
gun.
Like
they're too eager
touchy.
They're too and I think that you can I love like a masculine man who like wants to approach me like because you're not gonna talk to me if you don't approach me but like
I mean she's not chasing anybody.
No.
I kind of want to hear everybody. It's like what's your deal breaker? No. And if you can't think of it, I'll go.
I mean, the first one that is just coming
like,
to my
pops
mind
in your head first.
Multiple baby mamas.
Multiple baby mamas. Thanks. You know my boyfriend has multiple baby mamas,
no,
right?
But it's so
is
funny.
That why you're looking at me when you answer that
no,
question?
No.
Jesus Christ. Motherfucker. I told him that was like his biggest flaw. Trust me. Nobody wants a guy with multiple baby mamas, okay?
No, see, because my mom, she had multiple baby daddies. So, like, when I was, I started talking to this one dude who did have multiple baby mamas. But then, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance. Because my stepdad gave my mom a chance, right?
Right, exactly.
You never know. But then he started talking all crazy, like, saying, like, I had just met him. And he was like, oh, I would love to have, like, a mixed baby with you. And I'm like, bro, we literally have only been talking for 2 weeks.
Oh, so he just likes to spread his seed. He wants like an army of his spawn out there. Oh my god. Okay. Mine is.
I know. Like, what are you trying to have? 12 babies?
Okay. Mine is. Well, since I'm bisexual, I'm going to do one for guys and one for girls. For guys, it would be like a beer belly.
Yes.
And like, I'm not saying that you need to be like jacked, but like personal hygiene, yes. I'd say like, yes. like that for me is like, if you look in the mirror and you think that that's a good look for you, and I could tell that it's like, you've gotten it just from like pure laziness and yeah. like eating the wrong things. That's a turn. Oh, the lights just came back on. Okay, y'all, we have a very special surprise. We had a latecomer join us, so we do have a guest that's now in her 20s, so may offer a different perspective than us old ladies over here. So go ahead and read us your first question.
Hi, guys. Okay, well, we're going to jump right in. My question is 69ing still a thing, and when was the last time I did it?
I mean, is 69ing still a thing? Like,
okay, so this one definitely took me a little bit of thought, but I think for sure, but if you're in a committed relationship.
Okay, so you have to be in a committed relationship to be 69ing these days.
It just feels a little yeah. intimate.
It's very intimate. So, it's very
you know,
intimate.
Right? Okay.
Like, I'm actually shocked that it was like such a thing growing up. Like, why? Like, we like jumped. Like,
agreed.
You know what I mean?
I feel like that was the first thing you had to do growing up, because that's like obviously.
No, it was a thing. It was totally a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, probably our first sexual like memory is like, oh, hearing about 69. So like,
yeah,
like it's associated with like casual hookups and like. You know, just
right,
showing
right.
up and being like, hey, 169, you know, but like, that has never
Because then you don't even need to look at their face. It could be anything, really.
That's true, too. No, but I feel like to really, like, enjoy that moment instead of just, like...
Going ooh, through the motions, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be kind of into that person. And it actually makes, I don't know, like, you want to look forward to that because it's so intimate. It's, like, special.
Interesting. We are now like putting 69ing on a top tier shelf. So when,
yeah.
when
either way, yeah.
When's the last time you did it?
So I don't remember exactly, but it was definitely last year. So maybe like in the fall. So
oh, you know what? That's not bad. That is not bad. Because I honestly, I'd say high school for me.
Mine was probably like, I really want to say like maybe over 6 years ago.
Over six sure. years ago? Yeah. I mean, unless you count, because I am bisexual. So like we've both gone down on each other, but it wasn't at the same exact time. So I don't think that counts.
No.
That's not 69ing. That's just oral sex. Yeah. 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 Sorry. Right. So never mind.
Six and then just going on your left.
Yeah, so that yeah. So is it just like a yeah. like a six? Like a six squared? I don't know. Anyway.
Six squared.
That's some food for thought there. All right. Yay, I'm so excited. My favorite question just got pulled. Go for it. What's the question?
How often do you masturbate?
Oh my god, yay. Well, we already know, like, for guys, it's every day. But it's way more fun to have a girl answer this one.
For real.
You know, to be honest, like...
You have to be honest.
I know, right?
There's no other option.
No, lie to me.
Yes. We want you to be honest.
I feel like, I think when I was younger, it was definitely, like, either... It was, like, a everyday thing, multiple times a day thing. But then as I got older and I got more into like serious relationships, and that was just like, I replaced masturbation with like sex. So we were just having sex multiple times a day. So now I don't do that quite as much.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So you go like a whole week without it?
Yeah, I mean, I can. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like so much of a thing that I do often
oh,
now.
Interesting. Interesting. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, me neither.
Like if I could put like an average number like a week, like maybe like once or twice.
Oh my god. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, good for you. For abstaining. I mean, like, I will literally have sex with my boyfriend and then go home and masturbate because the sex was so hot.
Yeah, that has happened, yes.
Yeah.
I have done that.
So I'd say I'm definitely every day, unless, like, I have, like, my kid just won't leave me alone and stays up all night. Like, if I can get her to go to bed before me, then it's every day for sure. But definitely on the days I don't have my kid multiple times a day.
That question probably also depends on whether or not you have toys or not.
Oh, for sure.
I was about to say, if you have toys, that's
yes, that's a very important factor in all of this.
I just got one in the mail today. I'm going to get it later. I'm so excited.
That's very exciting. Did you know that if you overcharge your bullet, it breaks it? Because my bullet broke one day, and I was like, it can't be dead. It can't be dead. Like, I charged it overnight.
Yeah.
And then I went to the store and they were like, yeah, if you overcharge it,
yeah.
it breaks it. So, you know,
crazy.
Word
wait,
to the wise.
Wait.
Right? I know. So we are coming down to our final, I'd say, two questions. So here we go. Okay. So, of course, I would have to pull this question. I have not talked about it yet, I don't think, on any episode. I was trying to remain silent out of respect for the participants, but I won't say their names, and I promise to be truthful here. So my question is, have I ever had a threesome, or would I? Obviously, I have. And I would say it was with a couple that I was friends with. So it was a two-girl, one-guy threesome, to clarify. It does matter. And I only had intercourse with the girl because they are good friends of mine, although they are not together as a couple anymore. That is all I will say about that. But yes, I have had one. And yes, I would do it again. However, not with a couple that I'm friends with. Just word to the wise on that one. All right. Final question.
Go with some.
Okay, this is absolutely wonderful. Please read your question, the final question of Girls to Mall.
Yes. So, spit or swallow?
Spit or swallow, girls?
Let's all answer.
Everybody has to answer. You have to answer first.
Okay, well, personally, I know I'm going to say this is different for everyone. I take this as like an acquired taste. I spit. I cannot swallow. I'm sorry.
We got a non-swallower. Got a non-swallower. Yes,
no shame to those who can and do. Proud of you, but just not me.
I love it. I love it. So we've got one for spitting. Your turn.
I definitely, like, it depends on the taste and the texture, because I have noticed guys who, like, eat really shitty, it's like sour, or it's really just like, it's thick and it's disgusting. Oh, but like guys that really like hydrate and take care of themselves and like, you know, kind of eat good, it has like no taste, no texture, and you know, it goes down easy.
So less of a mess. So
I mean, this is the same for girls. So yeah, wouldn't it be true for guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. I mean, I will say this. I swallow every time unless they pull it out of my mouth to spray it on my face, which I feel like is out of my control if that's what they choose to
do.
I've
never been like,
but I would almost prefer that.
But I want them to know that I'm willing to swallow. It's up to them, really, I guess, in that moment. And I'll refer to if you did not listen to Mr. Thank You for Your Service, that is a wonderful story about a bukkake situation. If you want a frame of reference. Last two ladies, spit or swallow.
Okay, so
she's ready.
I'm a swallowing kind of girl, but this is the thing. I love it. But if I'm going to give you a blowjob, then I'm going to swallow your cum. But this is the thing. Like, sometimes if I'm not ready for it and I feel like it's going to be a big, hot, messy one, like a big
where it's like actually warm and juicy.
Then I'm just like, I'm going to spray it on my face. But either way, I'm like in 1,000%. Like,
you get that facial, girl.
I would prefer a facial rather than like a potential hacking, just because it hits me right in the throat if it is a
And you know
load.
What I think? I mean, guys, I would love to hear your responses on this, so please DM me at @she's_a_good_girl_AJ because I would love to know if you care or have a preference of us swallowing or spraying it on our face.
I feel like they better not, because we suck in their dick either way.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Either way, they finish.
And I'd love to hear for our last good girl. I mean, like, do you give blowjobs, period? Or yes. Yes, you. Yes, shy one avoiding the question in the back. Yes, you.
Listen. Okay, so I have been in, like, I would say 4 relationships, two-year relationships. So, like, okay. I was able to, like, have to, you know, get intimate.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
Yeah, maybe. So, they got the pleasure of me swallowing.
Oh, my God. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my God.
More of a committed relationship thing you do?
Yeah, I would say.
The fact that they got her to do it at all is a miracle.
We have to.
I'm sure this conversation's going to continue. Unfortunately, we have to let the rest of you go. I hope you have enjoyed. And we may do this again. So we'll call this the first round, round one of Girls Tell All. Thank you, bitches, so much for being here. And as always, please follow me. Please like the show. I want to hear your feedback. DM me. @she's_a_good_girl_AJ on IG. And get ready, because my guest for next week is a dancer, a gay dancer in the club scene. And he's absolutely fabulous. So get excited for next week as well. Love all you bitches. Stay good out there. My friends be telling me go leave him. He don't need pussy, pay the rent. I'll take you out on